Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, and welcome everybody to today's podcast. I'm super pumped to have you here. Welcome to the new world order, right? I am really excited. I'm pumped about this big shift that's happening on the planet at the moment. And you know, I'm human, so there's part of me that's a bit like, whoa, that is a high level of uncertainty we're living with right now. However, I'm massively grateful right now for, you know, being a line three and for being in the trenches for so many years. I know for me, I am really looking back on my life so far and really grateful for the adversity that I've overcome and the lessons that I've learned, because, oh wow, sister, I am using those lessons today. And I'm feeling super comfortable. I'm calm. I'm confident. I'm positive. So if you're feeling the opposite of all of that, please reach out. I'm really happy to help. Listen to the podcast. It's going to support you to get to a place to feel comfortable and safe, because it's reconnecting it to you. Remember, we can only have an experience out there dependent on how we're feeling inside. So in this time, if you're feeling uncertain, if you're feeling unsafe, if you're feeling out of control, then it's time to look inward. And you know what? If you're listening to this, you're in the right place. So I want to quickly touch on the mastermind. We have 4 more days until we kick off. So 4 more days for you to sign up. We are already halfway there, halfway filled. It looks like with what we've got coming up, calls wise, we're probably going to fill it. So we might even run 2, which means we'll have 2 groups of 6, which will be even better. Now, what I want you to understand about this mastermind is it's going deep. I am so pumped and excited because I've never had the opportunity to put all my learnings into one place and put it into a way that it starts at a high level and just keeps chunking down, chunking down, chunking down. And for everyone who joins, you actually have access to the portal forever. So you'll be able to use everything that you're learning on your human design to unpack other people's human design. And as I go along and upgrade these portals, you will have access to all the upgrades, which is super, super exciting. I do want to say to you, if you're feeling any scarcity or fear of joining up to something like this, then what I actually want you to do is I want you to be conscious of where that's coming from. Like, is it in the mind, or are you actually using what you've learned already on this podcast? Are you running it through your authority? The reason why I say that is because the human brain's not designed for what we're going through right now. And it's really easy to fear, especially because of what people are seeing on social media, what the news is talking about. And this really is an opportunity. I will never run it at this price again. I may never run it again. Once I've got the content, I might just run it as an online thing from now on. And the exchange rate, if you're in the US, like, you're going to get it at 50%, because I am running it in Australian dollars. It's set up in Australian dollars. So you are getting a massively good rate because of the exchange rate right now in the economy. The other thing that is going to be an absolute game changer is if you are in this group, you are going to have the most powerful cheerleaders, the most powerful team of people to get the most out of this once in a millennia opportunity that we're all going through. So please, if you really want to sign up to this and you know internally that everything is giving you the green light and your mind is standing in the way, please do not let it stand in the way. At least just come and have a conversation with me. I've had people that have talked to me about it, and I'm happy to be flexible in some ways. Just have a conversation with me, because this is going to be a life-changing opportunity, and it couldn't come at a better time given what's going on in the world. So just to let you know, a few little bits and pieces. It's 3 months. It's a live call every week. And it's a new module of learning every single week. So it's like an online course on steroids. That's why it's a mastermind. You're going to have so much to learn, but you're going to get coached. It's going to integrate. You're going to have feedback. You're going to have access to me for 3 months to ask questions. And then at the end of it, you will be completely set up to do the same for other people. So as I said, if this is something that is exciting to you, get on my Instagram, download the free mini course, get the link, and DM me to get on a call, because I'm taking applications for the last few spots, and it would be such a shame if you're that person out there going, oh, I so want to do this, and you're holding back because of fear. Don't do it. This is the opportunity. This is your sign. Okay. Now, what I want to talk to you about, of course, we have to do some gratitude first, because we've got another beautiful, review, that's it. And I would love to, can I invite you, Justin, my love, to read it for us?
Absolutely, of course you can. I would love to take that opportunity. Hello, listeners.
Now he's getting too comfortable.
So we've got a new review in from Mark Well with AJ in Australia, who has said, so many aha moments. I love Emma's love of all things human and human design. She is so relatable and real in a nice Aussie way. I love this podcast. Each episode has a great aha moment that I can relate to and apply to my life. So interesting, so real, and so helpful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for that. And I love the way you actually made the distinction, everything human and human design. Because yes, my obsession is bigger than human design. It's all of you out there. It's me. It's my obsession is being human and absolutely mastering it. Like, absolutely mastering it. So thank you so much for taking the time to give us a review. I'm so grateful for all of you out there. I actually had someone in the street today. We were walking down the street. I have to just tell this quick story. And we bumped into a friend of ours, and Justin started talking to Dave the plumber, as we call him. I'm still not even sure what his surname is. He was our plumber years ago, and now we're friends, and I don't know his surname. He's just Dave the plumber, even in my phone. And we started talking to Ali. So Ali, if you're listening, shout out to you. And we've known Ali from our cool cafe, Batoni's, where we live. And I just had the most amazing experience, because she said, oh, I've listened to your podcast. And I was like, really? That's so exciting. So if you do ever see me in the street, if you ever, come across me in any way, please do tell me. I just had the most beautiful conversation with Ali. In fact, Ali, I'm sorry, I think I did all the talking. But your defined throat, that's kind of the way I am. And I hope you got some value out of my constant talking. I feel like you did. If you didn't, sorry. I've been locked up inside with only the same three people to talk to. All right, I better get on with it. Thanks everyone for sticking with me this far. Now, today, what I want to talk to you about is the world that we're living in right now. And perhaps the gift that the universe is giving us is the gift of slowing down, the gift of stillness, of reacquainting ourselves with who we are, with our environment, with our family, with our local community. And the question I have for you today, and the one I want to discuss, is, are you actually taking the opportunity to do those things? Are you listening to what the universe really wants us to do? You know, we were sitting watching X-Men on the weekend, and of course we were, because we're obsessed with superheroes, and it was that typical superhero metaphor. The bad guys, like, you humans suck. You just ruin your planet. You're fighting all the time. You know what? I'm just going to reset your planet. And it will be better for it. And I pressed pause, and you can imagine, because you now know my enthusiasm. I've looked over at Justin. I'm like, dude, that's what's happening. This is what Nostradamus was talking about. Like, this is the end of the world. And I realized in that moment, like, this is really it, except our old way of being was always about fighting. It was about nuclear war. It was about, you know, some random bad man coming up and blowing the planet up. However, the universe has actually gifted us this transformation from a much kinder space. Now, please don't misinterpret me. There are going to be people, there are going to be casualties from this, and that is terrible and it sucks. And even the people that are living in fear, like, that is awful. However, we are not going through, it could be so much worse. So today I just want to really bring you back to who you are. What is the environment you want to create? This is your opportunity to dial down the chaos, dial down the reactionary behavior. Take the time to actually learn more about your human design and lean into it. Take the time to learn about those around you. One of the things I know for me personally is it just dawned on me today, and I'm giving myself my own advice, is that I've been literally like, right, I am digging it and I'm working more, and I have not stopped working because I love it. My work is so enjoyable. However, it got to this afternoon and I was a bit like, oh, I can't even construct a sentence. And Justin literally picked me up and went, that's it, we're going out. We're going for a walk. We're going out into nature. We took the dog for a walk. And it was that time that I took a deep breath and was like, oh my God, we've been gifted this once in a millennia opportunity to slow that down. And I'm not taking it. In fact, I've gone the other way. Because a large part of me is like, oh, I can help people. You know, we've been working at home. We're already working towards homeschooling. I've got so much I can give. But the actual reality is that I'm so tired. I'm really tired. You know, I'm also an introvert. So having people in my space 24/7, not listening to myself, I need to rest more. I need to take time out. So I really want to encourage you out there to put or really become aware of this is a once in a millennia opportunity, and are you making the most of it? What do your days look like? Are they just a crazy mess of whatever unfolds in a reactionary state after you wake up? Or are you choosing to set yourself up for the day? So number one, I'm sure I've shared this with you before, but one of the things that I love is my morning routine. So I'm up at 5 o'clock in the morning because I get 2 hours before the kids get up. So I meditate and I journal. I spend time setting an intention. Sometimes I will write some marketing content because I'm really in a flow state then. And those mornings are just the best. Now, since we've been in lockdown, I've always walked the dog, but now I've added a run because I'm a manifesting generator. And manifesting generators, we need to be pushed physically, like we need to be pushing ourselves so we sweat, so that we really do burn a lot of energy in a day. So I'm adding a run to it. If you're a projector, you only want to be doing 80% of your physical ability. So if you're a projector that often goes to the gym, this is a great time for you to realign to, okay, I don't need to use so much energy. Justin and I were having a giggle today about how perfect it is because I go running with him and he's done a half marathon. He loves running. But I love running with him because it pushes me harder. I run harder. I go further. I move faster. And he loves running with me because it slows him down. So how cool is that? That our designs fit so perfectly together. Now, if you're a manifester, it's a bit the same. You want to be using that energy, but once it's used, not pushing yourself past it. Generators are the same as mangens. You want to be using up that life force energy, so really pushing yourself. And reflectors, you just want to be really experiencing, again, 80%, a bit like the projectors, 80%, 80%, instead of pushing yourself as far as you want to go. So morning routine, meditation, which is super important because it's clearing out our mind, but it's clearing out our aura, our energy. It's aligning us where we want to be. Definitely need to be journaling what I'm grateful for, what I rocked at yesterday, what I love about myself, and also putting a lot of questions out there to be answered. As again, Man Jen, I want to be responding to the world. So I'm always asking the universe to bring me opportunities to respond to, because otherwise my open Ajna gets really involved with other thinking. Maybe that's something to respond to. No. If it's not external of you, it's not to be responded to. It's just overthinking. So the morning routine for me is really important. Now on another level, it's also the introvert in me. I need time alone. My earth is also the, my personality earth is also the gate of aloneness, gate 40 in the heart center. So the gate of aloneness. So I definitely need that alone time and that time to regenerate. Now, the other thing that I want you to be conscious of now, morning routines are all about boundaries, and social media is really going to screw you up if you're allowing that to enter the first 2 hours of your day. So I, again, like I do with all my clients, I encourage you to put a curfew. I have an 8 a.m. and an 8:30 p.m. curfew. If I'm really honest, the 8 a.m. is easy. The 8:30 p.m., I'm probably about 80% good to that. But the important thing is that what you experience on social media is going to really affect your energy for the day. So you have to set it up first. Set your intention so that you're attracting the right social media to you. And please, I know it's almost addictive to watch all the news and watch the negative stuff. And the ego tells you, oh, but I have to know. Actually, you do know. You already have the answers inside of you. Your internal guidance system is tapped into something much bigger than you and Channel 9, which is one of the free-to-air networks here in Australia for all my international listeners. So your internal guidance system is tapped into something much bigger than free-to-air TV. So don't fall into the trap of the ego needs to know. You will find how you get the news you need. What do I mean by that? You will find your reliable sources if you listen to your internal guidance system. Now, setting yourself up for the day, giving yourself space. If you're like us, the kids are home as well. And one of the things that I've really noticed today, and again, Justin and I are supporting each other to do this, is that just learning to let it go. Let it go. We have, and it's actually two parts of the same piece, is A, let it go, but B is make sure you've also got the structures in place so that chaos doesn't rule, because chaos in your external world is going to be chaos on your internal world. So one of the things that we've done straight away is we've just set up really simple structures. The morning routine is still in place for the kids. They still have to get up, make their bed, have breakfast, brush their teeth, be ready for school. And as soon as the school online roll call happens, they're there. We've set up really beautiful spaces for them. They've got their own spaces in their own rooms to do their schooling. They have lunch break. We've set up Zoom lunch break with both kids with groups of friends so that they can connect. Both line fours, we're super conscious that line fours, the opportunists, they're very people oriented. So if you're a line four or your kids are a line four, please make sure that you have a daily catch up, or they have a daily catch up, because they must have people around them. They must. Then the other structures we've put in place, and I spoke about my HD girl with my HD mastermind girls today about this, because they're mums too. Their kids are older than ours, but we really talked about making sure that the whole house is 100% everybody's responsibility. So one of the things that Justin and I have done for a long time is made sure that our kids learn responsibility for the jobs around the house. They're not mine, they're not daddy's, they are everybody's. So we take it in turns. However, we have gone to the next level because otherwise, and this is what we touched on the mastermind today as well, was that otherwise resentment's going to fester. If one person is doing most of the house duties, then they're going to start to feel resentment, and that is not going to serve well in a lockdown environment. You know, we could be here for 2 months. You know, China is starting to get back out. Good news story for today that I heard was that China is actually starting to open their doors a little bit, 2 months on. So again, that's, thank you, brain. My brain is like, boom, awesome. There's some certainty. 2 months, I can do this. You know, it might be 2 months. I also heard from someone else today that the schools are working towards, you know, the rest of the year. So being online for the rest of the year. And that doesn't necessarily mean they'll be closed. And I am no authority on this. But my point is that set up structures now so that one person isn't dominantly dealing with the crappy stuff. So what we do is after dinner, we have half an hour. We put on, you know, Google Home quiz. Someone does the dishes, someone folds the washing, someone does the vacuuming, and we just have that half an hour of power so that it all gets done and everyone feels like they're pulling their weight, but no one person feels like they're buried under it. The reason why I'm sharing this is because I want to make sure that you're opening up as much time in your day to make the most of the stillness that we're in, to take time out to breathe, to learn, to go deep, and to have space so that you can really use this time to redesign your life, because you're never going to be working this way you were working before this started. And who knows, our schools might continue with this forever in a way that we can access online schooling all the time. And how good would that be? Like, we could go and live in Spain for a month and still there could be learning, which for me, I'm like, oh my God, that is just brilliant. Let's do that. So I want to encourage everyone to lean into this time and not get tied up with the fear. We're all going to feel it at some point because our brain is not set up for uncertainty. It is not set up for the not knowing. However, you know, in human design, we can let that go, because once we learn our internal guidance system, once we know our authority, we don't need to have all the answers, especially if you have an open ajna. I know for me, one of the reasons why I'm really navigating this time well is because I've got so used to not needing to know the answers, so used to feeling safe in uncertainty, so used to feeling supported by the universe, that when I do have an inevitable wobble, because we all do, it's almost like the universe just sends me a message from, or a link up with one of my really positive friends or someone else that's got a similar outlook in life. And all of a sudden I'm like, right, yep, good. Internal guidance system. I'm back online. So that is what I want to give you all today. Take time. Use this time as an opportunity to learn and go deep. And if you want to do that, sign up to the mastermind. Give me, send me a DM, get the free mini course in my bio, and find out about the mastermind that starts Monday, because you will never have this much time to go this deep, because everything I've learned over the years, I'm putting into it, and we're going to be learning together as well to go even deeper. All right, everybody, I am just about to head off, but before I do, I want you to know, if you are in a place where you need help and support, please just message me. I've got you. I've 100% got you, and you can do this. So if you're feeling like you need a bit of extra support, please just DM me. I will be there for you. All right, everyone. Thanks so much for joining. It's been lovely to have you here. I'm so excited about the mastermind. So let me know if you want to know more. And I will have you, see you, meet you. Why do I always get confused on this? See you on the next podcast. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now. Thanks, everyone, for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, Could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.